2013, are you used to the sound of that? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you in the nooks and crannies across this great country. We're done with resolutions and predictions. Let's talk real. Let's talk about the junk that was stuffed into the fiscal tax debacle or the fiscal cliffhanger or the made-up fiscal nonsense that had people on edge wondering if they should hire in some of the small businesses because they thought, well, we're just going to get taxed even more. I think we can't afford to hire those couple of extra people that we were thinking about. Whichever way it affected you, we know it was heavy, high drama, like a Lifetime movie, only with mostly men in it. It was ridiculous. The president robo-signs the bill in the end, so even a cheap pen with some ink was there instead of the real thing as he was off in Hawaii. How costly will it be to any of us? At this point, you can push it aside. If you make $40,000, congratulations, you're rich. Woohoo! You've arrived. According to Congress, you're rich anyway. Don't tell them how many kids you have and what else you have going on in your life, or if you live in one of our bigger cities. So upon further review, it wasn't such a great deal after all. And here's the thing, we're still saddled with massive debt. $16.4 trillion and counting. When or when will we get an actual budget? If I had a list to Santa, that would be the first thing on the list. Because we're going to be talking about this debt ceiling and lifting it now for a while until it actually happens. Then we can say, oh, look, this is what happened last year and the year before that. Because we just keep repeating ourselves. You know that whole thing about history is bound to repeat itself if you don't learn from it? Well, apparently, we are really a dense group of people in this country because we have not learned from our history. We haven't. All right, here's a real shocker. If you get arrested, I know it's a stretch. We have lots of law-abiding citizens listening to ATN. But if you get arrested, I was so stunned to read this story that the families of people in prison often waiting to get the phone call about what's happening, how close are they, what about their hearing, all that other kind of stuff. They're saying that, and I didn't realize this, that people who are waiting for the calls from inmates, the cost is 15 times higher. Did you know that? You know, when they say, it gives new meaning to the, who do you want your one call to be to? Maybe Mama, she won't get mad if I call her. I was stunned when I learned this. I had no idea. So, 15 times more than any other kind of call. So the FCC wants to reverse that because they've finally caught on to what's happening in the prisons, the inmate calling services. And they're now at this point, they're looking for some public comments on it, saying it's ridiculous. It's like a monopoly. And this is the other interesting part about this. FCC, government agency, when did they first find out about these prison phone rates 15 times higher back in 2003. And the reason why is because Martha Wright said she was paying about $200 a month for one 15-minute phone call a week with her grandson who was in prison. So finally, there has been a class action suit filed on her behalf. But the case was dismissed by the judge who referred it to the FCC. So in the 9 years since, tens of thousands of people have written, emailed, called, everything, pleading for relief on interstate long-distance rates from a correctional facility. And it's crazy. And who are the carriers? This is why. They're in the bag for this. Global Tellink, Secreus Technologies. I mean, come on. So why do they have the high rates? And the companies say it's higher because of the security features that they have. Blocking numbers, monitoring phone calls. Yeah, right. That's crazy. And that technology should not be $200 for 15 minutes. It should be much cheaper than that. In Alabama, the commission rate is 61.5%. So 89 cents a minute on top of the $3.95 connection fee. Well, you know, all of us have phones, and we see our phone bills, and it's shocking how much they're charging you for some crazy tax, and then what's the other tax, and, oh, you should buy a new phone and all this other stuff. But the bottom line is, if you got somebody locked up and you got to call them, you better save your cash because you are going to pay through the nose. You're gonna pay a steep price here. Like I said, I was still stunned to learn how much money that phone call, that particular kind of phone call, would cost. More reasons to stay out of prison. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to take you to the movies. We do our cheap little movie review thing here. Don't forget, if you go and see one of the movies, please write me a note and tell me how the movie was. I'd love to incorporate your comments. The movie I want to see, to be honest, is Zero Dark Thirty. I want to see what the reaction is. I want to see what all the hubbub is over the so-called classified information. And I just think it's going to be a good movie. It looks to be good anyway. The trailers look decent, and sometimes that's not always a great indication, but you get a feeling with the whole Bin Laden thing that most of us had an interest in seeing it and reliving that moment. Not all, but most of us had that want to celebrate more. And I think that I bet you, no matter where you're listening to me, Missouri, Illinois, Connecticut, Florida, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, you are listening to me. I guarantee there are moments that you wish you could, there are moments that you wish you could re-rack, right? And it seems that on America Tonight, as we stand at the precipice of what's happening as far as the buzz in your backyard and the conversations, this is so often what we're, it's so often what we're talking about, in whether we're jumping from D.C., we're jumping beyond those borders, or whatever it ultimately might be. A common denominator is going to the movies, is seeing, taking that mental break. Over the break between Christmas and New Year's, I saw The Hobbit, and that character Gollum is kind of annoying. I know that's part of the whole Three Rings thing, Lord of the Rings, but it's very disturbing that they do this thing where they do, what do they call them, prequels, where you go back and start from the beginning. I guess it's a way when something's popular to make more money, but man, talk about being a little bit confused about plot lines. No confusion here. We're going to the movies next on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Cheap movie review here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great rip-roaring start to 2013. I know a lot of people that had a rough 2012 and were very excited to get a new calendar and throw the other one away. I thought 2012 for America Tonight was a great year. We traveled all over the place and met some interesting people. In fact, I reintroduced some of them to you at the tail end of the year and talking about the big stories and whatnot. So we'll see what 2013 brings. Yeah, it was a fun year for America Tonight, no doubt about it. And we did go to the movies a lot. I personally went to the movies and we took you to the movies every week, and many of you sent us your cheap movie reviews. Don't forget, you can do that. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact, yay or nay, up or down vote. Just like Congress, up or down vote. No need for any explanation. All right, our first movie that we're going to look at is a movie called The Impossible.
Boys, come and see this.
Oh, isn't it great?
Look at it, Lucas.
When you make a true story, you have a responsibility to the people that you're playing. But in this film, you have a responsibility to everybody that was touched by the tsunami.
One
script is based on a true story of Maria Ballon and her family, who I play in the movie.
No matter the color of your skin or if you could speak the same language, we were just human beings.
She's an incredibly strong and courageous woman. How she survived physically, but emotionally, she's an inspiration.
The Impossible, rated PG-13, in select cities December 21st.
All right, I think you get a gist of what this is about. Maria Henry and their three sons were on vacation in Thailand. The tsunami hits. This really did happen. On the morning of December 26th, they were relaxing outside of the pool, and they're so lucky to have survived what ultimately happened. This is rated PG-13. It's an hour 54, so almost 2 minutes long. You had all kinds of crazy things that happened to them. The black water racing against the hotel. Imagine they were right there. Tens of thousands of people were caught up in the catastrophe. It was one of the worst natural disasters in our time. But ultimately, it's about the kind things that people do and how they help each other, which is really displayed here in this movie that's getting a ton of buzz. Naomi Watts is in it, and so is Ewan McGregor. They play the lead characters, and I think this would be good. If not to go see it at the movies, it probably would be a great rental. Just put that, tuck that in the back of your head for Redbox one day, or Netflix. Maybe you're a Netflix person, and it'll be a while, but once it's out, this would be one to remember. Write it down, The Impossible. We move on to our next one. This has been getting a lot of buzz as far as the commercials in all the ball games and whatnot. They've really hyped this. The studio put this one on has really hyped this movie up a lot. Don't know if it's going to amount to much on the, on the Golden Globes Academy Awards circuit, but there is definitely, and the SAG Awards, but there is definitely a big outcry from people who are anxious to jump and see it. And in fact, it's already had a sneak peek, so there are people out there that have watched the movie. This movie is called Promised Land. It's 1 hour and 46 minutes. And let me let you hear this.
You sign this lease, it gives us the right to drill on your land.
What kind of money are you talking about?
You could be a millionaire.
I know everything about your company. What you do, how to beat it.
What happened? You were supposed to get in, get out.
Steven and I can handle this thing.
This town, this life is dying, and you just don't get out of the way.
We're not fighting for land, Steve. We're fighting for people.
Promised Land, rated R. In select theaters, December 28th, everywhere, January 4th.
All right, so you could recognize one of the big voices in it, Matt Damon. He's in the movie, but he's not the only one. John Krasinski, you might know him from The Office. Frances McDormand's in the movie. Hal Holbrook is in it as well. Gus Van Sant directed this. He's directed a lot of these kinds of movies. And it's about a company sending two of the top sales guys they have to a small town to convince them to lease their land, you know, by telling the people the kind of money that they could make, the kind that they might make. But here's the big hint. They might not make it, and they might not give up their land. I think that's the whole plot in this thing. How about this? It's called 56 and Up. 56 and Up.
The idea of looking at a bunch of people over time and how they evolve, that was a really nifty idea.
I didn't want to do it when I was 14, and I vowed I'd never do it now. But here I am.
Hopefully I'll reach my half century next year and I shall bow out. I suppose I have this ridiculous sense of loyalty to it, even though I hate it. And that's just such a contradiction, isn't it?
I don't want to answer
answer those kind of questions.
First 7 years, gone extremely quickly. We've just grown together.
I don't think you really notice it. I mean, you still think you're the same. It's when, maybe when you pull a muscle, that just reminds you that you're getting older. I always liked older people as I was growing up, funny enough.
My ambition as a scientist is to be more famous for doing science than for being in this film, but unfortunately, Michael, it's not going to happen.
Michael, up there's my old flat where I used to live in. I lived up there for 28 years. The memories I've got in here is unbelievable.
It's how a person, any person, how they change. It's not an absolute accurate picture of me, but it's a picture of somebody.
It up. It's about aging, kind of a documentary. A couple of minutes left here in this segment. Let's fly out to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for taking my call. I'm sorry I'm so late. I fell asleep.
Woohoo!
No. I time my day so that I have from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. to listen to you.
Yay! We love you, Izzy. Thank you.
But I had a really bad day, so I laid down, thought, oh, I'll wake up. At about 10:02 or so, I did. Anyway, I wanted to tell you about Deadwood, which was an HBO movie. Don't anybody buy it. It has to be literally the worst movie I've ever watched for language. Literally the worst.
Really? Deadwood?
Deadwood. And it was a very popular miniseries. And it's still, I was watching the sales on Amazon. I thought, people are actually still buying this? My daughter gave it to me for Christmas because I love Westerns. I said, I love Westerns, but I don't like this. Every sentence or every other sentence had 1 to 3 really vulgar swear words.
Wow.
And even I, after having been on the streets for many years as a cop, I didn't use that language, and I thought, my God in heaven. I said, can we just shut this off? I made it to the third disc because it's a 6-disc movie.
Right.
I said, that's it. I'm looking for a new home. I'll send it to Matt. Maybe he'll watch it. But seriously,
yeah.
Deadwood had, I don't know, maybe there's people with stronger stomachs, but I could not believe, and part of the history of it was so far off, I thought, okay, that's it.
All right, so Izzy tanks Deadwood. Izzy, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it. You have a fabulous weekend, and get some rest. She says, thumbs down to Deadwood. I never saw it. I didn't realize every other word was a curse word.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Ooh. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh. Ooh. But the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, will you marry me? Ooh. Ooh. But I said no, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me.
All right, as promised here on America Tonight, I said we were going to check the mailbag. Lots of mail. You still can throw in on a couple of the things we've been talking about. Obviously, there's massive frustration over the ridiculous physical cliff, as some of you are calling it. It does feel physical, doesn't it? It makes you feel sick. Because, first of all, it was trumped up to begin with. The date, an arbitrary date, riding in on the white horses, and then John Boehner speaking out of both sides of his mouth, but not just John Boehner, as the point was well taken, Dale in Illinois is correct. He wasn't the only one. Certainly there were others that you could throw on the fire for ultimately what was voted on and what wasn't voted on. Get the people their money. He's absolutely right. In New York and New Jersey, they need the money. They've been paying in. Let them get their money. Now, here's the thing. Do we need some government? Oh, yeah. I don't think we do away with all government. But the problem is, it's bloated in one area where the fat cats just keep on getting fatter. They just keep increasing the amount of people, the amount of money that each year they're getting, throwing on, while the areas where that are so important are ignored, including balancing a budget. It's such an obvious thing that needs to happen, but it just gets kicked because it's easier to do that. Yeah, why? I don't want to be on the hots, but sure, elect me. As I said, I'll smile. I'll try to do a few things. I'll jump up on C-SPAN, and you'll see me make my points. Take my pen, make my points. But when it comes down to it, they're a bunch of chickens. They don't take the tough stand when they need to take the tough stand. And the ones who do ultimately get thrown by the wayside because they don't get elected again. So there has to be a crack in this facade somewhere. Don't want this show to be all negative. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I promised we'd go to the mail room. I got my shoes on. We're walking down the virtual hall, and here we go, checking the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, the wheels are off. We can't pay our after fees to the voiceover guy. We're down to the last few moments of that. So we're holding auditions. If you think you can be the voice of the mailroom, send me your offerings at americatonight.net, and maybe one of you gets to be the voice here on ATN. This is what happens. Telling you. All right, I was talking about, and we're going to go to the emails related to guns in a second here, about the gun permit holders whose names were printed in the paper. And I know I did this story, you know, a week ago as to whether or not this was the right thing to do for the newspaper, because they could do it. They could ask for the names. They got the names. They had basically a live, I'm going to call it like a live feed. It was a map. It was an active map that you could click on, and you could find out who had guns and where they lived and all that kind of stuff, which, wow, it seems crazy. Aren't we supposed to protect our addresses and all that stuff? So it was there. If you were in Westchester, boom, exposed. Rockland County, boom, exposed. And now at the Journal News, since they published The Gun Owner Next Door, part of the coverage of Newtown, Connecticut, what happened there, just another sidebar story. What happened is they're getting threats, lots of serious threats, so they've got armed guards at the newspaper office. Yeah, interesting, they get armed guards, but yet we argue whether we could have one guard in every school in America. That's beside the point, though. So the Journal publisher didn't respond to my request, didn't respond to, I think, probably half of the world's requests to come on their shows, because I wanted to know what the deal was, because, you know, initially what the newspaper said is that's public information, so we're going to put that public information out there. How they feel now, though, that they're getting so many threats, they have to take them seriously, and they have to pay to have guards in front of their building. So should they have published the database? Should they have done that because they have the access to it? If this somehow goes to the court, I think that the paper is protected. But there has to be some kind of a consensus as to what you should and shouldn't do, right? Should you make a pass at this? Are you realizing all the angles and what the repercussions of it are going to be? Well, the repercussion for the Journal is you're supposed to increase the subscription and the people reading your paper, picking it up. So maybe they did that because they got a lot of publicity, be it negative publicity or positive publicity or whatever kind of publicity. But what's interesting is, and I think, you know, this story has now been circulated a little bit, this happened with the Wall Street Journal, and it led to a crazy case. And what happened was the information was denied. The information was denied to the Wall Street Journal by the New York City Police Commissioner, and that was part of the deciding factor in favor, ultimately, of the newspaper, because the newspaper went after them in court. And the whole idea was about gun permit holders and releasing the info, because, you know, the gun argument, has been around since the beginning of time here in America, or so it seems. And it's too late because the cat's out of the bag, and the bag's in the river, right? Cat's out of bag, bag's in the river. That's it. It's already out there. The information's out there, and for all to see, to click on the map and to have a copy of it and know who's got a gun and who doesn't have a gun. All right, so this is the mailbag segment. Here's what Gretchen had to say, because, as I mentioned, we talked about this a couple of different times. Gretchen says, wow, printing people's names who have guns seems as though it may help the people who have the guns, because you'd have to assume they've got the permit, they probably have the guns. So if I'm a thief, I might not case your joint. But what about the guy two houses down from you that I can clearly see on the map, and he's not listed as a permit holder? Ooh, maybe I think he's ripe for the picking, especially, as you mentioned, Westchester County. That's a pretty wealthy area. Isn't that where the Clintons live? And they do. The Clintons do have a house there. Westchester is very, very big. I'm sure not every section of Westchester is filthy rich people, but they're certainly are a lot of people that have money there and in Rockland County. Here's one more. This one from Jake in Austin. As always, Katie Kate, great show. Enjoy it. Like the use of the gun permit deal, talking about all the different aspects and some of the rules and laws in various states. Have to say, releasing the names of the people who have at least the permits helps the people in those homes, but could damage all the other people who are missing in action when it comes to the ability to hold a permit and have a permit. Well, there you go. You know, that pretty much sums it up. We're all in agreement that if your name wasn't listed on there, perhaps it's open season on you. The newspaper can't do too much complaining. You know, First Amendment, freedom of information, all of that kind of stuff. They wanted the information. They got the information. They printed it. Now there's blowback from them because of the death threats they're getting. They have to hire someone, two people, in fact, because they're so worried about it. So this is what it cost them. Excuse me. Ultimately, it cost them the fact that they had to end up spending some money that they never had had to spend before because of the focus on the newspaper and printing the names. And the people were shocked. They had no idea. You know, you wake up and your name's in the paper. And your name's in the paper with your address, no less, saying that you have a gun permit. Yeah, that would kind of freak you out a little bit. And think of stalkers. The stalking thing is the worrisome thing. So that was the question. Is it giving a roadmap to the stalkers and any kind of criminals or not? Just in general, would you really want to have your name printed in the paper? I'm going to say no. Okay, quickly, this one from Joe, who says, been listening to the show for a long time, checking out what's going on with Sandy Hook, Kate. Do you think that truly they need to say that Sandy Hook is now the safest school in America? Is that supposed to make us all feel better about what happened? No offense, but I don't think it does that. 26 souls lost their lives. So whether Sandy Hook is now safe or not, you cannot get back the people that were killed, especially those innocent babies, the 20 of them. How do you really make those parents feel better about what happened or make them feel more normal? The answer is you really can't do that. Well, the idea is now, at least for the people that live there, they're trying to do that. So they had their first day of classes in Monroe, Connecticut. The police roadblock is still up, and it's up around the new Sandy Hook Elementary School. That's what they're calling it. And sure, it's probably the safest place to go right now, but it certainly wasn't the old school anyway. Stay with us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Oh, it's a sad one. Pedophiles. Big story about U.S. Immigration and Custom Enforcement agents cracking down big time. They rescued 44 kids. That's a good thing. From sexual abuse. It was part of a child porn investigation. 245 arrests over 5 weeks, happening very, very late last year. Perfect way to end the year. There are about 79 people who have been abused as children, including 24 victims who may now be adults and are seeking the public's help to identify the people who are allegedly sexually abusing young children. And this is because of images that are posted on the Internet. So this is Operation Sunflower. It commemorates the anniversary of a case where agents discovered evidence that a child was in imminent danger of being raped by a relative. Boy, that's a good thing. Anytime you can save a child, I think it's just a sick, twisted individual who has anything to do with raping, sodomizing, hurting a kid in any way. This is why no matter what someone has done in prison, they have family members. And if you take a raging pedophile who is convicted and put them in the general population, which often happens, they'll take care of their own, if you know what I mean. And for good reason. Because it is a sick, twisted, awful thing. Beyond the pale of words that I could ever describe for anybody who suffers through that and how they can survive it and then go on to lead some kind of a semblance of a normal life. How about this? The search for Michigan's most wanted criminal, one of them anyway, is over, they say, but it wasn't because he was captured. There's a newspaper in Detroit, Detroit Free Press, is reporting that Jerry Bergevin, who escaped from a Michigan prison camp back in 1969, who was serving time for burglary, was granted an administrative discharge because of his age and length of time that passed since anyone last heard of him. So 44 years after escaping, he would be 80. His granddaughter spent years researching background to try to explain her family's past, and she says, well, I guess he's free, and it's likely he probably died years ago. There's weird details on him. He did a stint in the Army in the 50s, had a twin brother, all this other kind of stuff. And how crazy is that? He escaped in 1969. So search is over. Forget it. We don't search for this guy anymore. 44 years, that's enough. Now, wouldn't it be interesting if he suddenly showed up? Because 80, lots of people live past 80. Who knows, he could be alive somewhere and thriving. The Sunshine State, I was just there. They're hosting a Python challenge. You're going to love this. Starting on January 12th, they're going to have prizes of up to $1,500 for the biggest snakes caught. Wildlife folks are saying be careful. What they're doing is they got an online course going on. And what they're saying is they have all these snakes. They have a crazy amount of snakes in the Florida ecosystem, and it's killing it. It's hurting it because people are releasing their pets, like their pythons, their Burmese pythons. And think about that, 18 feet long, some of these pythons, and it's starting to kill Florida's ecosystem. So how do you kill that population? There's so many. And the way you do it is you get the people to help you. But tell them to be careful around those snakes, by the way. They think there could be tens of thousands of the snakes living in southern Florida. And they're devastating the bobcats, the deers, the raccoons. Remember last year we were talking about the largest python they ever found in the Everglades, 17-foot snake. It was carrying 90 eggs. Man, 90 eggs. And that shows you how many may be living there. So how do you do it? I don't know. Has anyone out there ever caught a python? How do you kill them? How do you get rid of them? I think you take a machete and you behead them, or you shoot them with a gun. So the snakes that people catch, they have to be delivered to a drop-off site in 24 hours. And they want that to happen because they want to try to understand the patterns of the snakes. And if they can figure that out, that might be helpful futuristically. Wow. Let's go python hunting. That sounds like fun to me. I mean, they're not dangerous, but they can kill a kid, I guess, and maybe an adult in some circumstances. So far, 400 people have registered for the Python Challenge. 400. But will that be enough to wrangle up the thousands of snakes? Ugh, count me out of that contest. No thank you. Oh, that sounds awful. Let's go wrestle up some snakes. Nah. 400 probably and counting. Enough people could get out there with a bucket. Well, probably more than that. Get out there with a bunch of those mesh bags and to start to try to take your machete and chop through some of the thick glades and get in there and grab some of those snakes up. And I bet those 400 people do pretty well in trying to capture them, round them up. I would think so. Let's go to another one. It is about the numbers, after all. We Can Count is the name of the segment if you just tuned in. I didn't even realize that this was happening. About 100 people have died of exposure in this crazy Indian cold front, a cold snap that they're not used to. Police say that at least now the number keeps jumping. 114 people have died in the state of Pradesh. And a lot of them were, of course, poor people who had their bodies, who found their bodies anyway, on sidewalks or in parks. The weather temp was 4 to 10 degrees. Oh, 4 to 10 degrees, that is freezing. And Pradesh is right there by New Delhi, and it's pretty low. I mean, they're pretty cold all over the place. How do we get there? From snakes to the cold temperatures and people dying of exposure in India. Such a rare thing to say cold temps in India. Even just reading that headline is jaw-dropping. Jaw-dropping to say the least. All right, and finally, how about this last one here that has to do with the shooter with a military rifle that killed three people and wounded two in a Swiss village? Is it that we're reporting on these kinds of things more, if the more horrific they are, or are we just seeing an uptake in people losing it and doing things that are inexplicable, easy for me to say? And Switzerland, think of Switzerland. Why do they call Switzerland Switzerland? It's supposed to be neutral, right? So three women died, two men wounded, and the shooting happened when the kids returned to class on Thursday in Newtown, Connecticut, after their shooting. And they're saying that a man in his 30s, fired about 20 shots into the village of Dalian. He had a Swiss military rifle and a handgun, then threatened to shoot the troops that were sent in. He pointed weapons at the people, the colleagues, all of them that had gathered in to come get him. So they opened fire to neutralize him to avoid being injured themselves. The motive for the shooting, they do not know. Just that he was using a military rifle that was once standard issue, if you will, in the Swiss Army during the first half of the 20th century. Very popular among the Swiss people. They say in the Alpine country they've got at least 2.3 million weapons. 2.3 gun clubs, are very popular in the rural area, especially with kids around 10 and a little bit older. Food for thought. You want to shoot me your thoughts, you can do that. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.